This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. On the 18th of June, National Galleries of Scotland are hosting a free, informal, sociable online session exploring art through audio description and conversation for participants with a visual impairment. This session celebrates Pride Month by delving into queer stories within the collection. We're joined by Meg Farraher, Communities and Access Learning Coordinator, to learn more. Hi Meg, thanks so much for joining us.
Lovely to be here.
So can you give us a reminder of how the visually impaired programme works at National Galleries of Scotland?
So I'm part of the learning team here at the National Galleries of Scotland, and together with a creative team of artists, including creatives with experience of sight loss, we run free monthly art sessions here at the National Galleries of Scotland for blind and partially sighted people. They take place on the third Wednesday of every month, and we alternate between longer, almost full day in-person sessions and afternoon online sessions.
And how did you go about choosing the pieces to discuss for this session?
So this month's session will be online over Zoom. So it takes place on Wednesday, the 18th of June, and it runs from 2 to 3:30. You can join using a computer or a laptop. There's also the opportunity to join via phone as well. So after you've booked, a telephone number, a link and a password is always sent out before the session. We're anticipating this will be a really vibrant and interesting online session. So to celebrate Pride Month, which is in the month of June this month, we're spotlighting the vibrant and diverse LGBTQ plus community and sharing works of art that showcase love, equality and acceptance. So in this month's session for blind and partially sighted audiences, we're going to be exploring queer stories in art, and we are going to be delving into a selection of artworks from the collection. And the selection has been made by colleagues from the Queer Colleagues Network, and they'll be discussing artworks that mean something to them in the context of LGBTQ plus representation.
Yeah, and this sounds like a really exciting opportunity because perhaps in the past, the queer themes of this work weren't highlighted in general, but particularly in audio description, and getting to hear these personal reflections and stories sounds like a great perspective to share with the people that join the session.
Yeah, very much. I think it'll be a really interesting conversation. You know, this is our shared history, whether you identify as queer or not. This is a history that has been hidden for a long time and at different times in history suppressed. I think we can all relate to explorations of identity and to our stories being seen in artworks. And I think it's important to find your connections with artworks, whatever they may be. So I think these are very universal themes and fascinating always, I think, when people share personal reflections on artworks. Sometimes it allows you to experience them and see them in a different way. Sometimes, you know, things can resonate. And I think that's, you know, one of the beauties of art, really. As always, it will be very relaxed. People will be invited to introduce themselves at the beginning, give a wee description. So as always, Juliana will be sharing a selection made by colleagues, Aidan, Rachel and Cecilia. So Cecilia will be discussing the epic large-scale oil painting entitled Achilles Lamenting the Death of Patroclus by the artist Gavin Hamilton. So this painting is absolutely monumental in size. It's something like 3 by 2 metres, and it depicts a scene from Homer's Iliad. So it's the hero Achilles refusing the comfort of his Greek comrades as he grieves over the dead body of his lover, Patroclus, who had been killed by the Trojans. And Cecilia will be exploring what that means to her and telling us, you know, what it means to her as a reflection of queer identity, and talking about the erasure of identities and stories, and about queer love and grief. And then moving on to something a little more intimate in scale, my colleague Aidan will be speaking about the Scottish colourist Frances Cadell, focusing on some perhaps lesser known drawings, a series of drawings from the artist's time in the military. And these are really lively, vivacious sketches. We'll be able to zoom in on some of the detail and see the sort of liveliness, or explore the liveliness. They depict sailors and young men in the Navy, and they are just very affectionate, very humorous. And Aidan will be describing how they speak to him about the importance of joy during troubled and difficult times. My colleague Rachel will be exploring the portrait bust of Dr. Elsie Maude Ingalls by Ivan Mestrovich, and how this relatively unobtrusive, quite small, quiet bronze sculpture belies a truly extraordinary life, devoted to improving the medical field and improving medical treatment for women, and also an unconventional life for a woman at the time as well, as Maud Ingalls lived with and was in a relationship for some time with a fellow doctor and a suffragette called Flora Murray. So yeah, these are all really interesting stories, and it's just great to shine a light on them, and hopefully it'll be a great discussion. The online sessions are always a great discussion because people have a lot to say and lots of questions and things. So
amazing. And how can people book their place on the session or learn more?
Yeah, you can find out more, or you can book online by going to the website, which is nationalgalleries.org, or you can email us at learning@nationalgalleries.org, or you can phone us on 0131 624 6410. We also have a National Galleries mailing list that people are welcome to sign up to, and there are various options, including receiving regular emails with details of our visually impaired programme in plain text. So that's perhaps a useful option as well.
Well, thank you so much, Meg Farraher from National Galleries of Scotland, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me.